I have been such a bad husband of late that trouble and sorrow's ensuing. Having consumed a worthy estate, which almost has proved my ruin, now I resolve to alter my life, that comforts I may be possessing, and will be loving and kind to my wife, there can be no greater a blessing. Now like a sorrowful man do I look, I trouble them out of measure, when I considered the courses I took while I was consuming my treasure. Every day I wasted my store and called a good husband a miser. But I resolve I will do so no more, but leave off and learn to be wiser. When to the market I went with my corn, as soon as I sold it to gaming, I spent more free than a gentleman born, yet thought I want worthy of blaming. Some I would lend, to others I'd give, and they'd be as commonly craving. But I will do so no more while I live, I'll learn to be thrifty and saving. I from the alehouse to the tavern would roam, with those that would call me their honey. All the long night I would seldom come home, as long as I had any money. While my poor wife shed many a tear, to see how I daily did use her. But I will now be more kind to my dear, and never no more will abuse her. By this my gaming I soon made a hand of what my old father did leave me. As being forced to mortgage my land, this did of all comfort bereave me, so that I then was near to despair, and gave myself to melancholy. But at length I resolved to take care, now I have seen my own folly. While to that ruinous rate I did run, I seldom or ever repented, till I perceived that I was undone, and then I was grieved and lamented. Yet I resolved this course I would take for the future time that's ensuing. All my bad company I would forsake, I found they had proved my ruin. My goods and comforts doth daily increase, by labor I this have obtained, and my kind wife has the blessing of peace, since company I have refrained. Yet my old cronies flout me each day, and count me no more than a miser. Yet I'll not value whatever they say, I mean to grow older and wiser. Every bad husband take warning by this, and count it not as a dead letter. Though by your folly you have done amiss, 'tis never too late to grow better. If thou hast got a loving, kind wife, then thou hast reason to prize her, aye, and to love her as dear as thy life, and always grow older and wiser.